Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. I was not expecting to be posting a podcast on a Friday afternoon, but something kind of extraordinary happened, so I figured we would take advantage of it. We thank you so much for listening to the podcast, for sure. Here's a situation. Here's what went down. Herbie had produced a great segment for me, and he told me, hey, man, we're going to get Devin Hester on the radio show on Friday. And I'm like, okay, cool. I know that he's doing a lot of stuff with PointsBet, and he's doing a Q&A at the PointsBet in Crestwood on Saturday. I'm like, all right, that works out great. But we were up against it on Friday because we had a Cubs game, so we had to get out. If there's a pregame that starts at 12:45, that means I have to be off the air by like 12:38, 12:39. And Devin called like as I was signing off. He called in. So I'm like, ah, well, that's messed up. And so like our production studios are all like Cub highlight centers and all this stuff. So I said to Herbie, let's figure out a way. I'll just go home and then in a couple hours, maybe we can record something with Devin. So the people at PointsBet were nice enough to get him back to me, and we recorded something. And as I said, Devin will be out for a Q&A at the Crestwood PointsBet Sportsbook, which is off of 131st and Rivercrest Drive. It'll be a Q&A and a photo opportunity Saturday, September 11th from 1 until 2. My guy Boogie Lance Briggs is going to be there too on Sunday at 4:30. I might go see my man 55. So anyway, we kind of got it together, and they were like, well, Devin's going to be in the car. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, that's totally okay. Used to interviewing athletes while they are driving in their car. Not a problem. But it all worked out. So what's the old line? It worked out, so we worked it in. Tony has done it again. Feels good. But it worked out. So I wanted to share it with you. I wanted to get it up as fast as possible and let you hear just a few minutes of me and the GOAT talking about his career and talking about those famous returns that you remember and talking about his credentials to make it into the Hall of Fame. That's where the conversation starts. And I'm glad that we got it done, and I'm glad that you get to hear it. Me with the greatest of all time at returning kicks. The what I believe soon to be Hall of Famer, Devin Hester. This is so great. I'm so excited to talk to you, man. You continue to wow me with all the success that you keep having, man.
Appreciate it, man. Always good talking to you, man.
Well, I know that you're doing all this cool stuff with points, but every time I look up on the TV, every time I look up, like there you are, man. How did you get involved with PointsBet?
Man, you know you guys in Chicago, man, y'all love speed, man. So what other way to join a partnership with a company, man, like PointsBet that's all about speed?
It's a perfect fit for you, man. I joke all the time because I was doing the show with Lance and Alex and Olin and Matt, and we were talking about, you know, Lance being on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, and we talk about Charles being on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, and obviously you're going to be on the ballot for the Hall of Fame. I don't right. think that there's any question that you should go in. Like, I got to see it up close. I got to see from the moment you got to the Bears, I got to see it up close. What do you think the argument is for you to make the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, whenever it's first time for something, It's always a question, you know. But people don't realize the Hall of Fame is really it's based. It's really, really not based on position. If you're a football junkie and you understand football, you have played football before, you really can't base the player whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame from what position he played, right? So when you look at Hall of Fame, all these players have the same thing in common. Dynamic. The best to ever do it. Explosive. Very excited. Always making big plays, right? So when you always like, so when you look at a Hall of Famer, they all have stuff in common. So when it comes to me, of course, yes, I was a kickoff and punt return. But at end of the day, what player that stands out other than the player that's always making the big plays, right? Always making the touchdowns, always making the big hits, always getting interceptions. Those are the players that's always, when you look at the Hall of Fame, they all have the same thing in common. So, in my defense, I believe I should be in the Hall of Fame just on what I brought to this game, right? What I did in the National Football League has never been done before. Never been done before. All these Hall of Fame that made it had done something that's never been done before, whether the most receiving yards, the most rushing touchdowns, right? The most sacks, the most tackles. Now, in my situation, the most kickoff and punt returns that's ever been done in the NFL. Not in 1 year, not in 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at my stats and my position, it's among everybody. Like, it's not even close. So, I think this league, the NFL, the Hall of Fame, has been waiting for a guy in this position that plays the return game that really, really, really solidified kickoff and punt return. Now you have guys, after my first year getting drafted, guys willing to take their first 4 or 5 picks in the draft if they can find a guy like me.
It's the right? truth.
You know what I mean? So when you say a game changer, I'm pretty sure my name started ringing bells. And that's why I feel like I should have been in the Hall of Fame.
I remember weeks leading up to games, we get a chance to talk with the opposing coach each week as you guys were preparing. And you were always the first thing that they talked about. That it was going to be, okay, what are we going to do about Devin Hester? Are we going to kick the ball to him? Are we going to try to get guys that can kick it out of the back of the end zone? Are we going to punt to him? Are we going to try to pin him on the sidelines? Did you know that type of preparation, did Dave Tobe let you know that you were putting that much stress on other coaches that they were worried about what you were going to do?
Most definitely. You know, it was so obvious that in Chicago, we started making commercials about it. Well, we would have guys on a commercial in the Michigan late catching balls in the late, right? So we knew that the game plan was the only way for us to beat the Chicago Bears if we do not keep the ball to Devin. So let's see which one of our punters can keep the ball the furthest in the stands. Whoever can keep the ball the best in the stands, you're going to start this week. So I would have punters come up to me before the game, like, you're killing my stats. You're killing my opportunity for me to make the Pro Bowl this year because now I got to kick 15, 20-yard punts in the stands. That's the type of fear that I put on the opponents, the punter, as well as the National Football League. That's why they got the Devin Hester rule now.
I always loved it when you would give me a couple of minutes here or there in the locker room and talk to me about what it's like to be a returner. And I remember once you told me that it doesn't matter what the scheme is. Like, you were looking at that your vision was so good. You didn't say this. This is me saying you said this. Your vision was so good that you were just looking at the colors.
Right.
Was that the truth?
That was most definitely the truth. Because you got to think about it. At return, like, your vision is really, really what makes you good, right? When I say vision, I'm talking about seeing blocks before they even happen, right? People not even looking that far down, right, when it comes to return. Like, I felt I was blessed with the vision to see a block form before it even happened. then on from that point on is vision of the color. Like, you don't have that much time to read numbers and players and this guy, that guy. It's always in the half a split second. So my strength was colors. I knew what color we was wearing. And I knew at the end of the day, wherever the least amount of colors are the opposite of me is where I need to go. So we had skins of right returns and left returns, but sometimes I went out my own way to get in the end zone by going the opposite way, because I knew half of the time, the minute I take my first two, three steps one direction, half of those guys out there wasn't even going to look at me. They're going to take their head and their eyes straight to where I'm going. So sometimes when I was cutting back, I was looking at the guys going the opposite way, but they didn't even see me because they knew if I didn't get here in this certain amount of time, I wasn't going to get to the plate. So when it comes down to vision, like, you have to have the vision out there to do those things that I did my time in the NFL.
Super Bowl week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Went to go cover the Colts for the week before the game. And every day we talked to Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy said, we're not kicking to Devin. Like, he just, every time we asked him, we're not kicking to Devin. We know how dangerous he is. I guess the night before the Super Bowl, he read a Bible verse that told him to not be afraid. And that's part of the reason that he decided that he was going to kick to you. And as soon as I saw that you would field the ball, I just said, oh, no, Devin got him. Like, he got him. So walk me through that return in the Super Bowl and what it was like to watch yourself kick off return for a touchdown to start the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, to piggyback off what you just said, we wasn't 100% sure that they was going to kick the ball to us. And so we had a return set up, right, preparing for in case they did it. Because like you say, all week it's been I'm kicking to Devin, then the next day I'm not kicking to him, and then the next day we kick it to him, then the next day we're not. So we in our mind, we say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and prepare. Like, they're going to kick it to us. And if they don't kick it to us, then oh well. But the moment Coach Dave told, you know, said, this is the return we're going with. Let's prepare for it. Let's get ready just in case they do. And the moment he kicked the ball, I was like, oh, my God, I'm finna get me an opportunity. And I knew whatever I did on that kickoff return, I knew it was going to be a big play. I didn't know 100% that it was going to be a touchdown, but I knew it was going to be a big play. And I knew if I gassed him for a nice chunk of yard, that I would never see the ball again that game. I knew that. I knew that for a fact. If I broke for 30, 40 yards, I knew at the end of the day, this was going to be your last time touching the ball today. Regardless of how, if it's a 10, 12 yard, then you're going to get a couple more. But if you break one for 40 yards or 30 yards or 50, you know what? If I break one, I'm scoring, you know, and so happy he kicked the ball right where I was able to return it, man. And, you know, just finding the hole that I found with this small, but I was able to turn my body a crazy way to get through there.
So when you watching yourself on the Jumbotron, what were you thinking?
I was like, because I couldn't see anybody. So when you watch the, if guys ever was in that position where you're looking at yourself on a Jumbotron and you don't see nobody by you, and your mind's like, oh my Lord, I'm finna score a touchdown. You watch a little giant with a little kid running ball, he's like, I'm finna score a touchdown, I'm finna score a touchdown. And he running to the goalpost.
Yes. That's how you felt.
That's what I was thinking.
The history of the NFL, the history of the Super Bowl, can't be written without your return in the Super Bowl. Like, it's just, it's an iconic moment, man, and I think that it helps to make your case for the Hall of Fame.
Right, most definitely, man. Like I, whenever you do something in an NFL, right, that's never been done before, it stands out, right? So if a guy rushed for 350 yards, right, it's going to stand out. If a quarterback throws for 750 yards, it's never been done before. When that quarterback does that, the minute that quarterback walks off the field, he's walking off without a jersey, without cleats on, because the NFL and the commissioner are snatching it on right now before he even gets in the locker room. So the minute that I cross that end zone, stuff will get taken away from me, because it's stuff that's things that never been done before, and it stands out. So in that situation, for that to happen, and it's been the first time in NFL history, it has to go down in history.
Well, look, man, I appreciate you spending time and figuring this out and hanging out with me. I'm so happy that you were able to make this work. I loved covering you. You're one of my favorite dudes to cover. I got to ask you one more thing. I can't let you go without asking you this. When Crank That plays at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
I see you smiling right now. When Crank That, with Crank at Soldier Field, what was that atmosphere like?
Man, it was something that grew on me. It was kind of weird at first, but it was a symbol of our special team as a unit that the fans knew, right? You can be texting, you can be on the phone, you can be eating your hot dog, going to the bathroom, but when you heard that song, come on, you, as a guy, you was running out the bathroom with your zipper still down.
Because you wanted to see what Devin was about to do.
Because you knew. Oh, Hess out there on the field. You knew. And that's what I look at that situation. You know what I mean? When that song came on, everybody that was a true Chicago fan and had season tickets knew. If I was at this concession stand and I waited 30 minutes in line for this hot dog, and I'm next in line, oh, this hot dog gonna have to wait. I gotta go see what's going on.
23 about to get the ball, and it's about to be a problem up in here.
It's gonna be a problem. And it's been a couple times where I missed it, and I would not miss this one here. That's what they were saying in the back of their mind.
D-Hess, man, I appreciate you, man. Good luck with everything with Points Bet and out in Crestwood. I know the people are gonna love the Q&A with you. Continue success, man. Continue. I see you with the kids and everything. You're out here living your best life. And anything I can do to help out, man, please feel free to hit me up.
Okay, appreciate it. Likewise, man.
So that was dope. It was dope that Devin had time, that we made it work. Again, if you want to go see Devin, he's going to be out at the PointsBet Sportsbook. That's off of 131st and Rivercrest Drive out in Crestwood. Saturday from 1 until 2 o'clock. You can check him out there. And Lance Briggs is going to be there on Sunday, so you can go see Boogie on Sunday starting at 4:30. This podcast is brought to you by fine people like David Hochberg. If you're looking to purchase a new home, you need to do what I did, and this is the truth. You need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Dahlia, 27, nurse, income, $80,000 a year, purchasing her first home. Dahlia talked with an online lender who didn't answer her questions, so she called her mom for advice, which is a good idea. Moms have great advice. Dahlia's mom recommended she contact Team Hochberg, the only lender she trusted, to help her only daughter finance her first home. Team Hochberg answered Dahlia's questions, talked her off the ledge multiple times, and they secured the mortgage on Dahlia's first home. Now let's break it all down. Dahlia first contacted an online lender, and she didn't get any help from the online lender. And then after her mom told her she should call David Hochberg, that's just what she did. Then she was able to secure a mortgage for her first home. Team Hochberg has helped me, as well as thousands of my podcast listeners, our listeners' children and grandchildren secure mortgages on new homes with David Hochberg like Dahlia. But they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Tune into the Sweet Home Chicago show hosted by David every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on WGN 720 a.m. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061. Let me speak on Devin's Hall of Fame credentials. I am not a Hall of Fame purist, especially when it comes to football. I think his argument is really simple. The argument is no one ever did what he did in the history of the game. And with the way that the rules are now, as he says, the Devin Hester rule, the way the rules are now, I don't know if we'll ever see his record of returns broken. We saw him do it with punts. We saw him do it with kickoffs. We saw him do it with missed field goals. The man was electric. And this is exactly, to me, what a museum of the best is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about putting in people like Devin Hester. Because you can't tell the history of the game without him. I know that's a strong statement. You heard me say it inside the interview, but it's true. For the first 100 years of the NFL, they had a thing called kickoff return. And there was one man that every coach and every special teams player was afraid of for the tenure of his career, and that's Devin Hester. Even the kicks that he didn't return ended up with incredible field position for the Chicago Bears. He was a weapon to even be available for Lovie Smith. The guy is an absolute monster, and if you're going to celebrate the greats, you can't have a celebration and not invite 23. You've heard me make similar arguments, though, about Charles Tillman. Like, if you create a thing, like, you should be in the hall. And the peanut punch was on display Thursday night. You know what it is when you see it, and you know who gets the credit for it. So it was great to catch up with Devin. I remember him being this shy kid coming into that locker room. And through his play, like, he kind of found himself and found his voice, and it's really great. I'm happy that he had the career that he had, even though he wanted to do more as a receiver. Bears wanted him to do more as a receiver. Fans wanted him to do more as a receiver. It didn't matter, because what we got was the greatest kick returner, punt returner, field goal returner of all time. You can't beat that with a stick. So thanks for hanging out for this quick episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy bringing it to you. I'm glad the GOAT had time. I'm glad he still remembered my face. It was good. So go see him tomorrow, Saturday, out at Club Hawthorne Crestwood, Points Bet Sportsbook out there off 131st and River Crest. He's going to be there from 1 until 2. And if you miss him, go see Lance Briggs there 4:30 on Sunday before the Bears take on the Rams. I have a post-game pod, you best believe. Talk to you next time. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.